The Santa Fe Trail.
For the next few minutes, friends, you will hear a story of pioneers moving along the original Santa Fe Trail of long ago. A story which is only one of a series of many broadcasts we hope to give from coast to coast. Programs which enlighten as well as entertain. Stories which tell of the Indian's love for the great outdoors. His reason for wearing red, green, white, or blue. His loyalty, his word, and his bond. This broadcast comes to you with the compliments of Callahan Radio Programs of Hollywood and the Mission Village, the most unique tourist court and trailer garden in California. Here at Mission Village, you may stop overnight, and of special interest will be your visit to the Indian Theater, where guns, saddles, war clubs, and various relics of long ago, and the description of these articles will give you a true conception of the authentic story we present on the winding trails of Indian and pioneer life. Later on in the program, we will tell you how you can obtain release for one of these broadcasts in your community.
Presenting Robert E. Callahan in another story of pioneers, trappers, Indians, and cowboys. Thrilling adventure on the Santa Fe Trail. How cool are Mr. Callahan?
Yate hey, Haukola. The friendly Navajo greeting. In our last episode, Gordon Hall defied God. A storm broke. Three wagons were torn to pieces. A few members of the Lee Hart caravan turned back. But Colonel Henry Lee resumed his journey of new scenes, new life, soon to enter the trail of tears and tragedy. They are now approaching the cradle of westbound immigration.
We ought to be nearing Westport Landing by now.
That's where the Santa Fe Trail begins, isn't it, Father?
Yes, and the headquarters for cattle rustlers.
What do you mean by cattle rustlers?
Men who steal young calves, brand them, and mix them with their own herd. Buffalo Bill caught 16 rustlers last month.
Who is he?
He's a government scout, an Indian fighter.
Why do people call him Buffalo Bill?
Well, his name is William Cody, but he won this nickname by defeating Billy Comstock in a buffalo hunt.
Who is Comstock?
If Shorty will play his accordion, I'll tell you all about the hunt. Pacific, got to boasting one day about how he could shoot buffaloes. And you know how those things happen. Some friends of Cody in Sheridan, Wyoming got together and put up $1,000 wager that Cody could outshoot Comstock.
$1,000, but did he buy the whole coin?
No. It was a real wager, I think. In fact, A train load of sportsmen came from St. Louis to watch the big show. Right after Comstock and Cody started after the herd, Comstock took to the left. Then Cody, whooping and yelling like an Indian, circled part of the herd and started shooting. A buffalo followed with every shot. Now, wait a minute, Mother. After the first shot, Cody dashed up to the wagons from which the people were watching the show and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'll now ride without saddle or bridle and not waste any lead." When the referee said go, Cody dashed away, circled again, and started the buffalo right out toward the wagon. And folks started jumping out like steered frogs. Women fainted. One old codger screamed. I scrambled under one of the wagons myself. But just as the buffaloes got within 200 feet of the spectators, Cody darted round and shot the head buffalo down, causing the herd to stumble over each other. They got to their feet and staggered away.
That's good. Who got the $1,000?
Cody, of course. Comstock killed 46. Cody got 69, not missing a single shot. From that day, Bill Cody has been known as Buffalo Bill.
Oh, I'd sure like to see Buffalo Bill.
You suppose we'll meet the big bluffer?
Oh, Gordon, you don't appreciate a hero.
So that's how he got his name, nickname, misplaced Buffalo Gal for Buffalo Bill.
What do you say, boss?
Public campground where westbound travelers lay plans and choose their leaders.
Where do all the people come from, Uncle Henry?
From every state in the Union. Some are from Europe. Over 300,000 have gone through Westport in the last few years.
I never saw so many people.
Well, there must be 500 wagons in the place.
Say, let's go out and meet some of those pigs.
No, Gordon. This is no place for us to wander in.
The Indians might get to Gordon.
Oh, I'm not afraid of the darn redskins. I'm just itching to put a red notch on my gun.
If you don't quit your boasting, Gordon, the Indians will give you some of your own medicine.
Yeah, not while I know how to handle old Betsy.
Put up that gun, Gordon. Put it up.
Oh, what's the matter?
Men don't pull guns out west. They shoot from the hip.
I wonder what Gordon would do if an old chief came along.
He would run like a wet cat.
Come on, fellas.
It's bedtime. Let's hit the hay.
What's come over Gordon? It's the first time he ever thought of a curfew hour.
You saw him winking at Luke, didn't you?
1 hour later, Gordon Hall induced Colonel Lee and our village troopers to stroll downtown. It must have been a strange scene to our friends who had never been out of the county in which they were born. So let's follow them as they mingle with the human mob in all of its glamour and glory. Gordon has entered the Black Hawk Saloon, where the flip of one card or the movement of one hand has sent 40 men into eternity.
Doing here, you little rump.
I ain't doing nothing.
Sit down to see the show.
Well, get out of here. I don't like your look.
Why not? I just want to hear you sing.
Get out. I don't want you to hear me sing.
Oh, lady, can't they stay to see the show?
Get out!
Oh, and who are you?
I'll tell you, I'm from old Missouri. And I'm known from coast to coast. I'm Calamity Jane, the big hurricane, and I've never been known to boast. I'll tell you something about myself. I'll tell you a thing or two. It was really me that pinched the coke from dangerous Dan McGrew. I'm Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane.
I blazed the trail and rode the plane. I'm fast on the draw. Don't care for the law. I'm the famous Calamity Jane. When it comes to shooting and fighting, you boys all know your stuff. But I do my fighting by biting. And just one bite is enough. And whenever you forget your corkscrew, say, you needn't give a scratch. Because I'll bite off the neck of the bottle and toss them right down the hatch. I'm Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane.
I blazed the trail and rode the plane. I don't give a hang for the sheriff's whole gang. I am the famous Calamity Jane. You're all prepared to dance. Well, swing your fiddles, boys. Let's have it. Well, don't tune all night. Come on, let's get playing.
Let's play Soldier's Joy, boys.
Yeah.
You want to fight?
Well, that's what he is. A bluffer. He's a horse thief.
Look out, fellas. Duck. Hey, hey,
Jimmy. Where's Jimmy? Here he is, Sally. Oh, Jimmy. They shot me. Oh, me. Oh, Jimmy.
Come on, boys. Let's get out of here.
Oh, Gordon. Gordon, what's happened? Oh, why did you start a fight?
Oh, I'm all right. A bullet just grazed my arm. I'll get him for that.
No, don't say that, Gordon. You'll just make more trouble.
There are two things, Gordon, you must learn on this trip. Don't call a man a horse thief. And don't pull a gun unless you expect to use it.
Well, I'll use mine tomorrow night.
Another experience they would not forget, and one of the many thrilling moments in the life of the westbound pioneers on the Santa Fe Trail. And you, who follow us along the winding way, will find each story based upon some historic event, each episode one of courage, hope, and eager struggle, out of which grew new states, new towns, and the building of a new empire. Remember, friends, these broadcasts, one of many, will include dramatic stories of Indian trails long before the coming of the white man. Stories of the Singing Bandit, a gripping tale of rancho life in early California. Other shows on Indian trails will embrace the courage, the patience, and the conquering spirit of pioneers. So tune in each night. Tell your friends to tune in and become a booster of these broadcasts. For a release of these shows in your community, they will fit into any line of business. Why not right now sit down or have your friends sit down and write to the manager of KMPR Hollywood, over which this broadcast is being given, to the manager of Mission Village, Washington Boulevard, Los Angeles, or a wire to Callahan Radio Programs, 5505 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles. Until tomorrow at this same hour, may the great spirit entwine your heart with the golden man of peace, health, and happiness.